This beautifully landscaped courtyard did not exist during the mission period. Instead, this was a bustling open workspace, the heart of the mission. Imagine the organized chaos. Native Americans spinning wool, carving furniture, or working on leather crafts, sheep being sheared, music lessons being taught. Anything and everything was accomplished here during the daylight hours. When the mission became the Forster's home, this area was used to host bullfights and fandangos. Since life was hard and travel was difficult in the mid-1800s, any chance to celebrate was not taken lightly. There was lots of food, wine, music, and dancing. Festivities would go on from morning into the evening and could last for days. A silence fell in the courtyard after the Forsters left. Neglected like the rest of the mission, it became overgrown with weeds. About 50 years later, Father O'Sullivan arrived with a vision and passion to rebuild the mission. Today you can see the fruits of his labor as you admire the fountain, landscaping, and paths that inspire peace and reflection.